Sai Ram children, welcome once again to this live broadcast from Prashanti Nilayam, specially for all our children friends.
Sai Ram to you all. Yes, of course, specially for children. But isn't it interesting, children? We are doing this program specially for you, for your joy and use. But though it is just for you, it will not be of any use to you just a few years later.
How do you say that, Prem?
Because few years from now, you will all be grown-ups, no more be children, and the children's program that we made just for you will no more be for you.
Oh, yes, of course. But if what is taught in this program is taken in and understood, then it will be useful even when the children grow up, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Okay, children, let us do one small activity today, all right? Now, all of you, close your eyes and imagine what we are going to say. Listen carefully and try to picturize the scene that we are going to show and describe to you now.
You are sitting in the Sai Kulwant Hall. The hall is packed. Swami students are singing bhajans. The whole hall is reverberating with the bhajans, and Swami is coming around distributing apples.
Wow, apples! I love apples! And they are so big and juicy. Oh, how I wish Swami gives me also one. But Swami is slowly and gracefully moving around, giving apples to one person to the right of him, one to the left of him.
There, Swami is throwing an apple to the person in the seventh row. Oh, what a good catch. Swami is smiling mischievously.
Slowly, Swami is coming closer to where you are sitting. He's still distributing apples, all right? Will you get? Will you not get? Will you be lucky enough to get one? Oh no, the apples are over. The basket is empty, children. Swami is curling his lips and saying, "Ayo, papam, no apples."
And even as your face shrinks in disappointment, Swami turns towards the interview room, and lo and behold, one student comes running with another basket of apples.
Wow! So you still can get an apple. Don't lose heart. Sit straight. Swami is coming closer now. He's just a few feet away.
Now Swami is coming closer and closer to you, throwing an apple here, throwing an apple there, and even as Swami is just a few paces away, Swami looks at you.
Ah, your heart just leapt up in excitement, isn't it? Now it is beating faster and faster as Swami is coming closer and closer.
Now Swami is just in front of you, and there is an apple in his hand. With folded hands and pleading eyes, you look at Swami. He is looking at you, but throws the apple to the person beside you.
Oh, see that naughty smile on Swami's face. His eyes are almost twinkling like the stars, isn't it? Now he picks up one more apple, takes one step closer to you.
And with a smile, Swami says, "Ayyo papam, take it." And throws one apple into your hands. Wow, you got an apple from Swami's hand. You got an apple from Swami's hand.
Wasn't that fun, children? So did you like that darshan visualization?
Oh God, I enjoyed it, Prem. Brought back all the lovely memories. But children, now that you have got the apple, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, it is so precious. From Swami's hand, that too. But because it is from Swami's hand, are you going to preserve it for years and years to come?
Of course not. It will get rotten. And it is Swami's prasadam. How can we let it go waste that way? I will go back home and share it with all my friends and family, and I will too eat it.
That's right. Isn't that obvious, children? There are some things in life which we can preserve and cherish. But there are few other things that come with an expiry date. Now, do you know what an expiry date is?
Oh, I'll tell you. When you buy an eatable, in the packing, there will be two dates.
Mm-hmm.
One is called the manufacturing date, or the date in which the food was made, and an expiry date, the date after which the food might not be in the best taste, and consuming it could even be harmful.
Similarly, children, some gifts that we get from God can be kept forever and ever and cherished. But some other gifts come with an expiry date. If you don't make use of it, then it will be gone and you cannot get it back. Childhood is a gift like that.
Yes, you have to enjoy this gift now. You have to make good use of this gift now. Whatever you learn from this program, or the good things that you learn at school or Balvika's class or at home, have to be imbibed now when you are still children.
If you feel, oh, not now, I will keep these lessons safe and I will learn it sometime in the future, then it would be like preserving that apple you got from Swami for years and years.
But Prem, you made me so hungry talking about apples. And worst come worst is that these apples are given by Swami. They used to be so very tasty and juicy.
Oh, yes.
And talking of apples and things we have to do or learn when we are still children, tell me, children, isn't it fun to bite into an apple and munch?
Yes, of course. Now, Ganesh, you are making me feel hungry now.
Okay. Let me get to the point. So, to enjoy an apple, or for that matter, any fruit or food, isn't the teeth very, very important?
Yes. If you have an apple and you want to bite into it, you just can't do it without teeth, can you? You will have to give it to me as apple milkshake otherwise. And that's not a bad idea indeed.
Oh, stop, Prem. We both are getting lost in foods and milkshakes. So, do you agree that the teeth are very, very important?
Yes, they sure are. And do you know, children, the teeth are actually quite a complex part of the body? And since almost everything that goes into our stomach have to come in contact with our teeth some way or the other, it is very important to take very good care of them.
Then, what are we waiting for? Let us ask our doctor from the General Hospital, Dr. Lata, to explain to us about the teeth and how to take care of it. Over now to the doctor, children. And Prem, stop thinking about apples and milkshakes and please listen carefully to the doctor.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, today I am going to speak to you about the structure in the human body which is a neighbor of the tongue in the oral cavity. Interestingly, this is also the hardest substance in the human body, harder than even the bone. I'm sure you have all guessed it. It is the tooth. You all know, children, that it is because of the teeth that we are able to chew various kinds of foods. And when the food is properly chewed, it helps in digestion. It is because of the teeth we are able to bite into something and we are able to cut the food. So teeth has a very important role to play in the functioning of the human body. The tooth has two parts. The one which is visible outside is called the crown, and the one which is hidden inside the bone of the jaw is called the root of the tooth. The root is covered by the red structure called the gum. The crown of the tooth has three parts. The outermost portion, which is white in color and which is visible when we open the mouth, is called the enamel. The enamel gives color to the tooth. It also gives strength to the tooth. So it protects the tooth from wear and tear of chewing, That is why even when we bite into something very hard, the tooth doesn't get damaged. The next layer of the crown is the dentin. The dentin has fine nerve endings which can perceive pain. Whenever there is something wrong with the tooth, when all is not well inside the tooth, we experience toothache because of these nerve endings present in the dentin. And the last layer of the crown is the pulp of the tooth. The pulp has blood vessels, so it gives nourishment to the tooth. This is in brief about the structure of the human tooth. There are two sets of teeth in the human being. The first set is called the primary teeth, or the milk teeth. These are the tiny teeth which you see in a small baby. The primary teeth start erupting or appearing from the age of 6.5 months in a baby. And all the 20 primary teeth will have erupted by the age of 3 years. The milk teeth are very important, and even in a small baby, good dental care has to be taken because the milk teeth provide support and stability to the upper and the lower jaws. The permanent teeth, as you all know, are 32 in number. The permanent teeth start erupting from the age of 6.5 years in a child, and eruption completes roughly by the age of 18 years. One dental condition that could commonly occur in a child during the time of eruption of these permanent teeth is malalignment of the teeth. Malalignment can be due to two reasons. Whenever a permanent tooth is erupting, if the milk two teeth have not completely gone and they are still present in the oral cavity, then this tooth could become crooked. That is why children, you could see some children having malaligned teeth, like some of the teeth protruding. All the teeth are not in a single proper line. One tooth is on top of the other tooth. This is all due to malalignment. Malalignment can also be due to the fact that during the period of growth, when the jaw is smaller and the teeth become unusually bigger due to disproportion, there can be malalignment. Parents and also children must be aware of this fact, and whenever a permanent tooth is erupting, they must be very vigilant and very careful as to whether the tooth is coming in a proper way or it is crooked. And any malalignment should be detected at a very early stage, and the child must be taken to a dentist for proper correction so that further problems like crowding of the teeth can be prevented. So the best way is to take the child to a dentist for regular dental checkup every 6 months from the age of 6.5 years, so that any problem of malalignment can be detected and treated promptly. As age advances, malalignment also progresses, and it could at a later date require correction with the help of braces. Braces is an artificial device placed on the teeth. It will exert tension over the teeth. It will pull the teeth and help to realign the teeth. But this is a long, tedious process which could go on for some years also, and also it is a very expensive procedure. So the best way of preventing these problems is regular dental checkup once in 6 months from the age of 6.5 years in a child. The basic dental care consists of brushing of the teeth. Brushing should be done at least 2 times a day, once in the morning as soon as we get up, and then in the night before we go to bed. Along with brushing, the tongue also has to be cleaned with a tongue cleaner, and the gum also has to be cleaned by gently rubbing with a finger. Brushing has to be always done with a toothbrush and toothpaste. As far as possible, tooth powder should be avoided for brushing because it can be abrasive to the teeth, unlike the smooth toothpaste. There is a proper technique for brushing. Brushing should be done either in a circular way on the teeth or vertically from top down. Children, you must take time to brush your teeth and you should not haphazardly do it, because improper brushing can be abrasive for the gums. The gums could be easily injured because they are very soft structures and they could be bleeding from the gums. And when the gums become weak and diseased, there could be loosening of the teeth. So care of the gum is also equally important, and gums can be cared for by good brushing technique. Every time we eat something, we must thoroughly rinse the mouth with water, and also salt water gargling, preferably with rock salt, is very good for both the gums and the teeth. One of the important don'ts of basic dental care is you must avoid eating sticky substances like pastries, bakery products and chocolates. The sticky substance in these food items can stick to the teeth, especially wherever there is a gap in the teeth or in between the teeth, and it is not so easy to remove even with brushing. This can attract bacteria, so this leads to infection of the teeth. When the infection deepens, the enamel of the tooth gets eroded. Infection will reach the dentin and the pulp. This is when you start experiencing toothache. And finally, there is cavity formation within the tooth, and this is called tooth decay. So children, whenever you experience slightest sensitivity in the tooth — sensitivity is a sort of funny sensation which you usually feel when you drink cold water or when you eat an ice cream, or whenever you have pain in the tooth, or whenever there is food lodgment which cannot be removed even after proper brushing, you must immediately consult a dentist. And the gums are also important. When you have any swelling of the gums, or when you have a bad breath, or when there is bleeding from the gums also, you must consult a dentist without delay and get it promptly treated. So this is about the basic dental care, which has to be very meticulously practiced. Another condition which commonly can occur in the oral cavity is multiple small ulcers called the aphthous ulcers. Though this is a self-limiting condition, these ulcers could be very painful at times. Aphthous ulcers commonly are seen whenever we are extremely stressed. Children can get this at the time of exams, or due to lack of sleep, or when we eat very spicy food, we can get these ulcers. And most of the times, saltwater gargling or gargling with any disinfectant that is available in the market will help. But when there is excruciating pain, you can consult a dentist and get it treated. And if you start getting recurrent ulcers in the mouth, it may be due to sharp edges of the teeth, in which case you should see a dentist early. These are some of the common ailments of the teeth and the oral cavity. One of the myths about teeth is, whenever a dentist suggests extracting the upper tooth, people are scared, saying that it can lead to some eye problems. But remember, children, this is only a myth. There is no truth in it. In fact, any tooth can be safely extracted. This is all about the teeth. And remember to practice all these dental care aspects very meticulously so that you can have a good set of teeth. And I'm sure, children, you will all agree with me. A good, perfectly aligned, shining, pearly white set of teeth will add value to your smile. Your smile becomes more beautiful. So children, practice all this and have a good set of teeth. And whenever you have the slightest problem in the tooth, consult a dentist early and get it treated. That's all for the day. Jai Sai Ram.
Lot of important tips there. So children, if you have just started getting your permanent teeth, do take good care of them, because you have to live with them for 70 to 80 years at least.
The doctor was telling that we must brush our teeth twice a day. You know, children, what Swami used to do is, he used to brush his teeth so many times a day, almost after every meal, and of course, before going to bed.
Swami would eat so little, but would take such good care of his teeth. And that is because, apart from being used for biting and chewing like all of us, a beautiful set of teeth will add to the beauty of your smile too, as the doctor just mentioned.
And how beautiful is our Swami's smile, even as we close our eyes and remember that beautiful, enchanting and sweet smile of our dear Swami. Let us listen to this song, which is in Telugu. The meaning is, it tells us that when the bewitching smile showers on us of Swami, our hearts will blossom and it will get wet in that shower of His smile. O Pratisha, your beautiful smile, once we see that, it'll be like early morning sun for all of us. Even if you see from the corner of your eye, that single glance will give us brightness in our lives and it'll blossom our lives. That gracious look of yours, once it falls on us, it'll blossom even our speech. When we come to your feet and lie down at your feet, our words come out as songs in praise of you. Even for a moment, when we see you, when you stand in front of us, that will make us understand the ultimate purpose of our lives.
So children, shall we listen to that Telugu song? It is definitely very, very beautiful. So listen to it and enjoy this wonderful Telugu song on Swami's beautiful smile.
శుభోదయం చూచ చినవారికి శుభోదయం తులకరినోబుల జల్లుల తడిసి పులకితమైనదే హృదయం
a beautiful song, and thank you very much for giving us the meaning. Okay, children, today we started by talking of using the gifts that we have and the importance of doing it when it matters, isn't it?
So in general, we could say that we should never waste time, because of all the gifts that God has given us, this is one that when it is gone, we will never get it again.
And to ensure that we don't waste time and make the best use of it, do you know what is the first thing we must do? Yes, we must give up laziness.
And Swami says, laziness is rust and dust. So, today's story is going to be about laziness. Or rather, how to give up laziness.
So come children, let us listen to Sumana Madam's story for the week. And the story is about an interesting Mr. Lazy.
Saram children, it's story time. And this week, it's a story about one Mr. Lazy. This is a Buddhist folk story. Hope you will enjoy it and of course, learn something nice as well. There was a young man called Mr. Lazy. Strange name, but maybe it was apt for him. Now listen. One day, Mr. Lazy went to a renowned astrologer to see what lay ahead of his life. After examining his horoscope, the astrologer told him, "Congratulations, you will become a millionaire at 40 years of age and will live to a long life of 95 years. Mr. Lazy was too pleased hearing that. He returned home dancing merrily on the way. "Hooray! I will become a millionaire when I am 40 years old. I don't have to work hard at all then," he thought. And from then on, even though he was very poor, he just lay on his bed and dreamed of being rich and did not bother of finding work. Finally, he became so poor that he could not feed himself and he died of hunger at the age of 39. After his death, he was so disappointed, he went straight to King Yama, the Lord of Death, and filed a complaint against that astrologer. King Yama looked into the complaint. He checked his record of karma and said, "This is very strange. According to my calculations, you did not have to die at 39 years. In fact, I have examined your karma and found that you really should have got rich at 40 and thereafter lived to enjoy the riches till your 95th year. But how did you get up here so quickly?" King Yama then ordered two of his officers to investigate the case. Several days later, the two officers came back with the following report. It read, "The heavenly emperor had decided to give Mr. Lazy $1 million. So he asked the god of wisdom to carry out the task. The god of wisdom went down to earth and looked for Mr. Lazy in all the graduation lists of all the schools, colleges and universities. He hoped to find out if Mr. Lazy got a job through the campus interview or maybe even sat for his civil service examination to be an IAS officer. And then he thought he could arrange to pay him the money in the form of a big salary. But Mr. Lazy was not in any of the graduation lists. The god of wisdom thought, "Mr. Lazy is nowhere to be seen in my field of interest. Maybe he is in the military services. Let me ask the Lord of War to help me out." The Lord of War took the money of $1 million and started looking for Mr. Lazy in all the defense services, including the Army, Navy, the Air Force, and even in the police department. He could not locate Mr. Lazy anywhere in the rank or file either. Unable to find Mr. Lazy to give him the big military victory or a big award, he asked the God of Wealth for assistance. The God of Wealth, responsible for commercial prosperity, went down to the business world to look for Mr. Lazy. He went through all the trading places, but again, Mr. Lazy was nowhere to be seen. Unable to give Mr. Lazy the money in the form of big profit, he turned it over to the God of Land for help. Did the God of Land find him then? Yes, finally, the god of land located Mr. Lazy lying on his bed in his house. So he devised a scheme to hand the money over. He left the money in the backyard of his home and then tried to get Mr. Lazy to do some gardening and therefore find the money. But Mr. Lazy was too lazy even to clean up his own backyard, and so the money has still remained there untouched. Upon reading the report, King Yama told Mr. Lazy, "Sorry, the heavenly emperor really did want to give you $1 million during your lifetime, but you did not even make any efforts to get it. So, case dismissed." Children, how sad. Mr. Lazy had all the opportunity. If only he could have extracted himself from the bed and done a little work sincerely, he would have lived life well. All was lost due to laziness. So how many of you kids get yelled at like this? "You lazy fellow, tidy up your room, you lazy bone." Actually, there is no person that is born lazy. But kids just learn lazy bone habits, like just wanting to lie on the couch, staring into small screen, playing computer games, or hanging out with friends on Facebook hike or whatever. Why is the scene like this in every home now? I guess it's because the smart lazy kids have gotten lazy because they are not motivated enough. Another fact is that the home is filled with multiple entertainment sources, right? So the parents are all the time trying to hitch a successful sofa extraction plan to limit those activities of their kids. You agree, children? Let us all kick the laziness out of our lives and with enthusiasm lead the wonderful life Swami has given us. Okay then, till next time, sai ram.
So, did you all like the story, children? But more than liking the story, you must learn from the story. That is more important.
All of you children wish to achieve something in life, isn't it? Some of you want to be doctors, some artists, some of you even accountants, or you want to become tabla players or whatever it is. So if you want to become anything in life, you must be prepared to put in the effort that is necessary.
And Swami says, start early, drive slowly,
and reach safely. And when you start slowly, not only do you reach safely, but you will also enjoy the journey, because isn't it always fun to go on a long drive and when you're leisurely able to drive? You know, children, during Christmas, many kids from the Canada Sai School were here in Prashanti, and we spoke to few of them. One of those children was Sai Sudesh. He was telling us about the many activities he and his friends involved in back in Canada. So shall we listen to the conversation I had with Sai Sudesh from Canada? He had some very interesting things to share. Come, let's listen to that.
Sai Ram, Sai Sudesh, right? Have I got your name right? And you're from Canada. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, and you're from the Sai School there?
Yes.
Okay, so I hear you've been here to Parthi before. You've been to Prashanti before?
Yes, that is correct.
So you remember having Swami's darshan?
Yes.
So when you go back, you must be having friends who wonder where you vanish every now and then. Or you might have neighbors who wonder where you go to in India.
Well, not a lot, because most of my friends are Sai devotees.
Okay.
So, but just like my neighbors would ask, where would you go for a month or two? So they'd ask, where would you go? Why would you go?
So what do you tell them?
I go on a pilgrimage to Prashanti, to learn from my teacher, Sai Baba.
Oh, you tell them that?
Well, not teacher, really. More like my founder.
Okay. So what have you learned from Swami then?
Well, the five human values, mostly. Also, at school, we do meditation and yoga. So I feel like I've learned that from Swami.
Okay.
The importance of meditation and yoga. And the importance of helping others, caring for others, treating everyone as equals. I think I've learned all those things from the founder, Satya Sai Baba.
I mean, don't they teach this to everybody? What's so special about learning this from Swami?
Because, well, okay, so I think Swami teaches you the importance, and like someone, well, where someone just says, love everyone, but Swami would say why you should love everyone. Why is it important? Give examples. Explain it better.
Okay, so can you explain it to me why everybody is equal? I don't think everybody is equal, isn't it?
Everyone is equal. So there's this quote, I'm not sure who's it by. It says, okay. Everyone is equal. Everyone is equal other than God. Something like that quote.
Okay.
I believe that because everyone is the same inside. It's just the outside physical features that are different. Like height, weight, size.
That's what I mean. When you look at people, people look so different.
But that's on the outside. It's what's on the inside. The values those everyone has and the potential everyone has is the same.
There are some who are good singers, some they're not. Some are good people, some don't appear to be so.
But those are just physical features, right? I don't know. Those would be things that you would discriminate on, but everyone's equal because it inside that everyone has the same spark that started in you. Everyone has that same spark of energy in you, but everything on the outside doesn't matter. It's just that spark that matters, and everyone has that same spark, so everyone's equal.
Okay.
In that sense.
You're here for Christmas.
Yes.
What's special about Christmas? Apart from the fact that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, what's special about Christmas?
Christmas is a time of giving, which gives us an opportunity to give to the less fortunate by helping, donating. So, for example, back in Toronto, Canada, where I'm from, for Christmas we go sing carols to the seniors.
Okay.
Because no one really visits them, to just make their Christmas happy. So we go sing carols to them. So that's something giving to them, giving some happiness to them.
So do you feel happy doing that?
Yes, I like helping others and giving.
Helping others and giving also makes you happy.
Yes.
So it's happiness felt in giving happiness to others.
Yes.
Okay, so what else do you do other than going to seniors and anything else do you do there?
Well, there's a lot of service projects, like there's food drives and then like toy drives, so I donate to those things, like canned food and my old toys and new toys too. Also, at our school, we do Earth Day cleanups, so we go around the city and pick up trash that people threw on the ground or littered. So we pick up the garbage to give back to Mother Earth. Also, we do the centers, Sai centers in Canada do tree plantings. So I partake in that again to help Mother Earth. And many other things like wheelchair cleaning at senior homes. Sandwich drives to go give food to the poor. So help pack the food or things like that.
But children of your age are supposed to be in a school studying. So
why
should they do all these things?
Because they're important to, because one thing, if we don't get exposed to these things, we'll be in like a little shell for the rest of our lives, never knowing what's really happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And also that it teaches us how these things are important and how we should respect others and make sure everyone is treated equally because we are all equal.
So when was the first time you went out, let's say, to give out some food or give out these toys? You remember the first time you went out?
My parents say I was been doing this ever since I was small, but the first time I remember is I was in junior kindergarten at Satya Sai School, going to the seniors' home. And then I remember that I gave this one senior a candy cane.
Okay.
And then she just started to smile.
Okay.
So I was, that's like the first time I remember.
So you remember that so clearly?
That just, that one time, I guess after, because after I also remember that we got cake after, so. And then also we would, I also remember Terry Fox Run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a walk, really a walk actually,
okay,
to raise money for cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have that every year. I also remember sitting in my stroller, my dad pushing me at the Terry Fox Run.
Okay.
So
I think the other thing which we keep hearing from Canada is about the Walk for Values.
Oh, right? Yes, Walk for Values. I partake in it every single year because I absolutely love the Walk for Values.
Okay.
It's very fun and it's to raise awareness of the five human values: love, peace, truth, right conduct, and nonviolence. So we all pledge a value, and then we pledge to practice that value for the entire year, and then hopefully at the next Walk for Values, we have a new value to pledge.
So what was the value you pledged this year?
2014, I pledged to become more organized.
Okay.
Because
why did you choose that?
Because at school, my desk is very messy, and my handwriting is very messy, and how I write is not very organized. So I thought if I practiced organization, I could get better at those things and improve on those things.
So how much have you improved?
Actually, my handwriting got much more neater.
Really?
Yes, my mom thinks so. So I think so. And also, I would say my desk would be clean now. So the Walk for Ali does help me. And it helps the community because we walk around downtown Toronto, singing value songs, holding up signs with values and quotes on it, like love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never, important things like that. So I think it will not just help me, it helps the community and the country.
So what's the value for 2015?
To be decided.
To be decided.
Oh, well, we're not there yet, so...
You know that it's just a couple of weeks away. Okay, so being organized is only for this year?
No, well, the thing is we should practice all the values for every year. We should practice all the values, but just the value that we need to improve on more, that we think we're lacking in. So I thought I was lacking in organization, so I thought I should have improved in it.
Okay, what else are you interested other than studying? Which class are you in?
I'm in 7th grade.
7th grade, okay.
I like soccer. I like playing sports, mostly soccer though.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on a soccer team in the summer.
So what do you like about games? What do you like about soccer?
It's just a fun game because it's a fair game and everyone gets to play. And then, some games are violent. I think soccer is a non-violent game. And it's a fair game that everyone gets to play in. And also, people are all equal in soccer. Like, for example, in football, the quarterback would be the best player, and everyone's would be lower, but in soccer, every player is important and everyone is equal, which I find is important.
Okay. That's nice. So what other game is similar to soccer for you?
Similar to soccer?
The way you describe soccer? That it's a game
of
equals?
Oh, the value is similar to soccer? I'd say basketball. Okay. Again, every player is important. It's a team game which will let you develop teamwork skills and sportsmanship. And it's a fair game.
Okay. So when you grow up, what do you want to be?
A lawyer.
A lawyer? That's interesting. When did you decide that you want to be a lawyer?
I decided in grade 6, last year actually,
mm-hmm.
because I was interested in law and government.
Okay.
So I figured a lawyer would work good with that. And also I watched this movie called Liar Liar.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a lawyer who can, because apparently it's like stereotypically said that lawyers lie.
Okay.
So I saw this movie, so the lawyer couldn't lie, so he had to be truthful. He had to lie for one of his clients in one of his cases, but he couldn't because he had to be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
So then I saw that movie and thought how I could fight for people's rights without lying. So I thought that would be cool to fight for people's rights, because if someone's wrongly accused, I'd like to stop that.
Okay, that's very nice. So let's see, you're a lawyer 20 years from now?
About 20 years from now.
So let's say that if you're allowed to bring in one new law in your country,
what would it be?
What would it be?
It's a very good question. If I were to bring one new law into Canada, I would say...
I'm thinking it could be about schools, it could be about home for the aged, it could be about the environment.
I would make a rule that children shouldn't abandon their parents and leave them in nursing homes. They should keep their parents with them and not just leave them in a nursing home and never visit, stay with their parents and not abandon, leave them.
That's a very nice thing to do. So let's hope that you do become a lawyer and do that for all of us. It's very nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on our show.
No problem, sir.
So, did you enjoy that conversation, children? And hope you enjoyed the whole program.
And it's time we have to sadly wind up this program now. Only if we go, we can come back next week, isn't it?
Yes, children. So, let us part to meet again next week. So till we meet you next week, it is a good night from all of us at Radio Sai.
Sai Ram children, see you next week at 7:30 p.m. on our live show from Prashanta Nilayam.